and continue to play good football.
Is there always a thought that if the offense can get you guys 21 points, I think the numbers under Zimmer are 22-3. Mm-hmm. When the offense gets to 21, that you guys are going to win?
I mean, it feels like that now after those numbers. You know, I didn't know that before that, but I mean, anytime those guys just play with some energy and they're out there getting out in and out of the huddle and moving the ball down the field, regardless of the scoring or not, it just gives us confidence. When we just sit on the sidelines for 5-6 minutes at a time, and I think the end of the game was like 5 minutes 40 seconds. They, you know, killed the clock, so it's impressive, and it definitely gives us more energy going out.
Is it just a matter of time until the turnovers started to pile up?
Definitely stressed that this week. That was a point of emphasis and a key to victory, and worked out.
Anthony, on the other side, how important is it for this team that you guys told Case all week long that you have his back and that he came out and played the way he did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could tell a guy you have his back, whatever, but if he's not confident in himself, it doesn't matter. But that just shows, you know, he's very confident in his abilities. And like you said, we do got his back. And so if he continues to play, I don't know, who knows the situation. If he continues to play whole season, another week, never again, we're always going to have his back.
Did it feel good being able to see kind of the offense bail out the defense for a change?
Bailed us out.
Not really bail out, but just getting, you know, kind of playing, controlling the clock from the beginning, playing ahead, allowing you guys to play as aggressive as you did.
Yeah, no, it was definitely good. Anytime they put points on the board, it just gives us that much more confidence. And we're not playing tight. We're not playing afraid to make mistakes. And it's good to see those guys have success because they work extremely hard at it, and they're great football players.
Anthony, obviously the flow of the game kind of dictates that they're going to get away from the running game a bit, but just in general, for these first three games, what do you think has kind of been the key to success to shutting that down for you guys?
Shutting the run down?
Yeah.
Just playing solid fundamentally, being in the right spot at the right time and trusting the person next to you. And I don't think we're doing anything different or scheme-wise, you know, just kind of sticking to what we do. But it's just guys are playing good football in the run game. Guys up front holding off the linebackers flow, and then, like I said, when we get a lead, then they have to start passing the ball, and then we kind of go get after the passer. So it just all works together.
Nice to see Shamar get his first ever sack.
Yeah, man, that was good for him. He was real excited about that. I mean, that guy worked extremely hard. In the run game, I mean, he's as good of an interior D lineman as you're going to find in the NFL. So seeing him have success rushing the passer is pretty cool.
How do you think Ben Gideon has adjusted to the speed of the regular season?
Oh, he's doing amazing. You know, he's doing a great job. Great kid. He works hard, kind of quiet. Just goes about his business. And got a lot of respect for him.
Thanks, Anthony.